Everybody, it's that time on a Thursday. That's right, you know what I say. It is not throwaway Thursday. It's Thirsty Thursday. How can you really drink up this day?
You said Thirsty Thursday?
That's right, Thirsty Thursday. Are you interrupting me? Because you're supposed to drink up this day.
I'm drinking my coffee.
I know. Well, yeah. You're always drinking. Okay.
I know.
Christy, Thirsty Thursday, where was I?
Thursday.
I've been so rudely
holding my breath about what Thirsty Thursday is representing. Is it a national holiday?
Well, at any second, it's going to be me finding my favorite beverage, otherwise known as drink.
A little cocktail. If Christine doesn't shut up. Okay, go ahead.
The Bloody Mary Thursday. I've already changed it. All right, you guys, this is your hot minute. We're a little punchy, if you can't tell, but in a good way. We've got a lot going on, and it's all good, because we've got a special, special weekend coming up. But do not let me skip ahead, because today is Thirsty Thursday. Where was I at?
What the hell is that? I mean, what is it? Thirsty.
That's right. You got a thirst for life, Christine. There's things you want to go do. There's things you want to make happen. You need to create. That's right. It's not a throwaway Thursday, right?
Not on Wednesday, on a Thursday.
That's right, because you don't want to throw this day away.
Is it known as a throwaway day, Thursday?
Have you been listening to me on these hot minutes for years?
I don't really track days, so it's a problem. But I'm just fascinated. Do people really think that Thursdays are a throwaway day? And why?
I personally believe in my years of everything that
corporate,
I've done.
Blah, blah.
I personally believe that people see Thursday as just getting in the way to Friday and then the weekend. If I can just get through this day, I can wake up, it's Friday. Ooh, thank God it's Friday. They don't say thank God it's Thursday. There's no thank God it's Thursday. Do you see that anywhere?
I feel bad for Thursdays now. I like Thursdays.
See?
Thirsty Thursday, though. So you're going to get something to stick with our peeps.
I'm trying. I'm forever the marketer. What can I say?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. See, now it's
snorting already in the morning. I mean, this just cracks me up, you guys. Okay. Maybe not enough sleep, but...
I think, Christine, I'm going to give up with that point, and that's my hot minute, and I pass it to you.
Well, what do you do on a Thirsty Thursday?
You drink, because I'm Bloody Mary. This is my next thing, because I feel good on a Thursday. On a Thirsty Thursday. I've lost you. You guys, mayday.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, I think I have lost. This is Deb. Deb is she? You know what? It's just great because there's so many things that people are saying now that is other like Debisms, and I think it's just awesome. But Thursday, I'm not too sure if that one's gonna stick, love.
Really?
It might.
Oh, thanks for the pep talk.
Right? Well, I think of our cat.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my
God!
We've
lost it. I'm handing it to you. And that, Christine,
is another
hot minute. Anything?
I think I'm stuck on the Thirsty Thursday, and it's a tongue twister too, and it's an interesting thought. Okay, yeah, I will get away from it. Thanks, Debo. Deb makes me laugh in the morning so much. I think that laughter is the thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about, because there is a lot of laughter in our relationship. And the funniest points are when we just will start laughing for no reason whatsoever, except that telepathically we've had this whole exchange, and we'll just start laughing. And there's such a healing property to laughter, and that, you know, that when life gets kind of hard and you get away from it, and Deb and I have gone through this, we've gone through these jags of really having to put our heads down and getting through some tough stuff. Everybody has that, right? And yet, even inside of that, we remembered, and we continue to remember, that laughter is healing. Laughter brings things back into perspective. Laughter brings you to a place where you go, I'm back in the driver's seat of my life. I still don't know what the hell I'm going to do. It depends on what's on your plate. But you're lighter. You've gone into this space where... You've reclaimed yourself, and I think that's when I want to pop in on the Thirsty Thursday hot minute, you guys. Love you, love you, love you.
And that is another hot minute.